Let us bring in Pat Pagano and let us check the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to Marshall, everybody. How are we doing?
We're doing okay. It actually is a mild morning around here, 44 degrees. Had a little bit of rain yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I look at your forecast and my eyebrows raised. Let's talk a little bit about the forecast. We'll go from what's happening now to what might happen.
We have showers today. It'll get windy. It'll get warm, 65 to 70. There could even be a gusty thunderstorm this afternoon with the cold front. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low 40. So it's not going to be any different than it is this morning, but there will be a wind blowing. And we will get out of the mid-40s tomorrow, partly sunny. Tomorrow night, teens, sunny, 40 for the high Sunday. Then a storm off the Carolinas will give us a chance of wet snow on Monday, and we'll be in the 30s. And there is the possibility of getting some accumulation. Now, will it mix with rain or possibly change the rain? I think if it does, it may be sort of like at the tail end of the storm. So there is the possibility here that a good portion of the area could see a light accumulation. I don't think it's going to be heavy, but I do think we could get a light accumulation. By Tuesday, you'll be back in the 50s.
Well, you know, at this time of year, even a light accumulation is rough because it's heavy, wet snow, and it gets on the branches and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. Yeah,
I don't think I actually don't think it's going to be as bad as it could be, like if you get it later in April, because thank goodness a lot of the trees right now are still bare, so you don't have to worry about that. Also, I don't think the major roadways will be too much of a mess. I mean, if we do get a light accumulation, I would think it would be geared major secondary roads and lawns and stuff like that. So you may need to shovel on Monday.
All right. Well, hey, in the business I'm in, I use the shovel every day. But besides that, well, anyway, so we might get well, if it's anything over 2 or 3 inches, it'll be rated as the third biggest snow of the year. So
isn't that incredible?
Isn't that sad? What a sad winter. What a sad winter. Well, anyways, really? So that's where we stand there. And I got up this morning. I thought I'd get to sleep. One of my cats got real sick overnight in between 2 and 4. Ugh, what a mess. The cat's going to have to go to the vet. That's a, you know, there's that. But other than that, what the heck? I mean, just it's so eerily quiet, Pat, because everything normally at this time of the week, there's 15 or 20 events that are going on this weekend. There is nothing going on anywhere. And with California now presenting a complete state lockdown, advising people to stay home, New York City, it looks like that might happen if it gets much worse there. I don't know what the future will hold, but boy, I just think we've got a weird 2.5 months ahead of us.
You think that long, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I really do. I really do. You know, if it follows the curve that it did in China, it's going to be that way.
Well, to China was approximately 2.5 months.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So it's.
Well, we're already. This is the third week.
Week four. But you're 2.5 months after China finally admitted it, Pat.
Oh, well, that's true, too, yeah.
And you know what? Do you really believe a country the size of Italy would have more deaths than a country the size of China?
No.
It's that, you know, I understand the Chinese aren't going to release that information, but you can just look at the size of the countries and say, there's no way that the Chinese are releasing all the information what's happening in their country. There's just no way. They're not. So I look at, you know, China, it took them about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks to come clean. So if you add that onto what we have, we've probably got it. This is only an uneducated guess. And we're still spittering and sputtering with our response nationally. It's not really a great response medically. I mean, business-wise, they're trying to fix things up and send people $1,000 here and there. But medically, they got to come up with respirators. They've got to come up with more hospital beds. They got to get the Army involved. They got to get the military involved. You know why? Nobody moves product or sets things up better than the United States military. Nobody. There, you can say what you want about the military, but nobody has the ability to move and get things done like the military. Because you know why, Pat? Anybody in the military listens to orders. There's no opinions allowed. Your order is this, and you do it. And the military gets things done. So they've got to get the military.
So what's the holdup?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, the military can set up bridges in a matter of hours. They can set up battlefield hospitals in a matter of one day. I hope that they get the military involved in this and in helping set things up. We'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens. It's just a very weird time, Pat.
A very weird time. I know we got a letter from our pastor, and he is hoping that before Sunday he's going to be able to email us, and they're going to be able to do a streaming mass from our church that we'll be able to see on our computer. Live from our church. So they're trying desperately right now to get that all hooked up.
Yeah, there's churches around here that are doing that as well. Mike Flint, our guy who runs our local access TV station, had a live stream going with his church that he was doing it for a while, St. John's, for a couple of years. That's how far ahead of the curve he was there. But anyway. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
It's going to be sitting home tight, just like everybody else should be doing.
Yeah, sitting home and watching TV. And your movie is now moved to the front of the list because Saturday, I don't have. Once I get back in the morning on Saturday morning from coming into work, then there's not going to be that many cancellations or anything like that. I'll be able to sit down and actually put it on and watch it in full.
Good. I'll be looking forward to your review on Monday.
All right. And I want you to have a good, safe weekend, Pat.
Yeah, everybody do the same. And we'll see you Monday.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.